WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is third-generation female superstar, Natty Neidhart.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
I come with glad tidings.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Oh, warm light for all mankind.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Why the hell should I take orders from you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Living legend who kind of lives up to the legend.
The Omega.
A man with breathtaking anger management issues.
Heartbreak Mike.
At this point, I doubt anything would surprise me.
$10 says you're wrong.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Do I look to be in a gaming mood?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're dealing with forces you can't control.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
The humans think us immortal.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Becky Baylor.
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
You are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
Shakespeare in the Park? Is everything a joke to you?
Used to keep it cool, used to be a fool, all about the bouncing master. Watch it on the news, what you gonna do? I could hit refresh and forget. Used to keep it cool. Should I keep it light? Stay out of the fight. No one's gonna listen to me if I write a song.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the SummerSlam preview edition of the show.
It's the biggest event of the summer?
What, it's not a party anymore?
I don't know. I keep hearing event. I'm not sure if it's a party. It used to be a party.
It used to be a party.
I'm not sure if it's still a party. Was it a party when they were in Hollywood? Maybe that was a thing?
No. Like, I feel like it was a party last year.
Were they just trying to lower our expectations by not calling it a party this year?
I don't know. Like, last year they called it a party, and it wasn't very party-like. So maybe this year it's just like we're going to have, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, a big, more festive environment, birthday match. Pinata on a pole.
Llama on a pole. Llama's on a pole, Omega. Llama's on a pole. It needs to be a thing.
Oh, we're not here to discuss the semantics of the title. We're here to discuss the lineup for the show. So, let's get on with it. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. Yes, we have a lot to talk about this... What is it? The SummerSlam thing, and yeah, that is a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest something.
Hold on.
Of the Sumwen.
I have an idea. I have the answer.
Okay.
I thought there was actual voiceover on it, but I thought their actual ad would have a voiceover. It does not have a voiceover. It just plays music with words. Got it. It's SummerSlam featuring AJ Styles. The biggest event of the summer. The biggest event.
Featuring the biggest event.
Yes. So it's the biggest event, not the biggest party.
So SummerSlam... Okay, so SummerSlam is the biggest party of the summer, but this SummerSlam features the biggest event of the summer as well.
But there's no party anymore. I don't know. I guess they've run out of balloons. I don't know. Oh, yeah, no more pyro, so you can't have a party without pyro.
Oh, right.
That would make sense now.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, okay. Just introduce them.
And I'm sure the one who has all the answers, because he thinks he has the answers to everything, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I don't know the answers. I just do what my ex-wife did and fake it. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the SummerSlam Preview Edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wow.
Streaming live on TuneIn Radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. We're also on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live.
Yeah, what he said. I'm not Mr. Know-It-All. I'm Mr. I Know What I Know.
And what is it that you know?
I know what I know, but the things I don't know, I work at learning, so I do know them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is the last thing you learned?
It's been a while.
You have not edumacated yourself in a while?
I have not needed to edumacate myself in a while. See, I caught up on the word that you mangled.
Thank you. Well, you did learn something. You learned that SummerSlam is the biggest party of the summer.
Well, you know, that to me, that just sounds like advertising and marketing. I don't know.
And so you agreed to the wrong thing. It was the biggest event of the summer.
I don't know. It still sounds like advertising and marketing to me.
You don't say. They market stuff? What?
Yeah, you know, it's all hype.
Propaganda.
Socialism. Wartime rules.
All that fun jazz.
I still want war games, damn it. Anyway.
That will happen in Los Angeles at NXT TakeOver Los Angeles. War Games 2. Survivor Series weekend.
There you go. So, yeah, once again, thanks for tuning in on a Sunday night, everybody. We're going to run through SummerSlam, the card as it stands as of tonight. Of course, as always, in the world of professional wrestling, card subject to change. So, things may be added. We invite you to play Pick'em along with us as we go through all this shit. Oh, that reminds me. Should I maybe call up the random thing picker and get that ready to go for this?
I mean, that may have been a good idea when you were given the card a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I think maybe that would have been a good idea to do that a couple hours ago. But, you know, I was busy, like, eating dinner.
It takes you 2 hours to eat dinner.
I have to cook it from scratch, you know.
Still takes you 2 hours to cook it from scratch?
Depends on what it is. I mean, like when you make pasta by hand from scratch without one of those pasta makers or the crank roller thing, and you have to like do it with a rolling pin, it could take a while.
And what did you make tonight?
I had bacon carbonara, vegetables, and ground beef.
That does not take 2 hours. Proving you had time to do the random thing picker.
I did dishes. I worked until closing. What else did I do? I got absolutely soaking wet by standing outside for 30 seconds in the storm that we had here in Alberta. Hailstones the size of, well, about that big. I mean, they were that big.
That big?
They were that big.
That big. Wow. Omega, can you believe it? They were that big.
Really that big?
That was kind of big. I mean, yeah, and I got pelted really, really good with them. And so I've got some welts and a couple of bruises. Because I had to run outside and grab the flags that we put on the lawn at work to advertise the fact that, you know, we're marketing stuff.
So you're part of that marketing thing, propaganda.
Anybody that works at anything where people exchange money for goods is involved in marketing shit.
So you're the part of that machine that just markets everything over and over again, that you're the reason we have the biggest event of the summer.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I'm not the reason. But I am a contributing factor.
Anyway, let's get to the show. I think we BS'd.
What the hell are we doing?
I have not the slightest idea.
It's called filling time for no reason at all.
Called amusing myself for 5 minutes. Why not?
As long as it's... never mind. Shut up, Tim. Okay, so the part of the card that I'm going to miss totally. What time does SummerSlam kick off Eastern time next Sunday night?
It already has.
It starts in about an hour.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be super late to the party. Yeah.
It starts at 5 p.m. Eastern with the 2-hour pre-show. Live show starts at the main show starts at 7.
So, yeah, I'm going to be missing a lot of this pre-show and then the first part of the main show. But there's only 6 matches, right? How many are in the first part we're looking at? How many of those are in the pre-show?
The first match.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a long pre-show just for one match.
I would expect the Cruiserweight title to be moved on to the pre-show. I would also expect the Boston Hug Connection to take on the Riot Squad on the pre-show because Raw needs to get a pre-show match, so I would assume that goes there as well.
Interesting.
That's just based on TV. I would expect them all on the show.
Well, let's take a look at this first match that we got. It's going to kick off with Rusev Day, where Rusev and Lana take on, I hate this name because it's so weird looking to pronounce, Andrade Cien Almas. Did I get it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Zelina Vega.
There you go. Good job.
Oh, well, yeah, I know Zelina Vega is really, really difficult to pronounce. I tried my best.
I know it was a struggle. Glad you made it through.
Thanks for noticing.
Everyone give big claps to Tim in the chat for getting that one correct.
I want to hear applause, Tim.
That heavy Canadian accent makes it so hard to pronounce Spanish words.
Well, we don't have Spanish up here. It's all French people.
He wanted to say another word, but he stopped himself really quick.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing out the obvious, Captain.
You're welcome, fucker.
Meet the fuckers. It reminds me of a really, really bad joke about a World War II veteran. Anyway, remind me to tell you that really bad joke later on. What do you see going down in this match, Mike?
Well, thank God that they finally have Rusev and Lana finally doing something together besides backstage segments. Christ, it took them this fucking long to get them to do at least a tag team match.
The build's been slow and nice. They've been working it in with Aiden English. They've been sort of teasing it getting to this point. You have to wonder where Aiden English fits in all this, Mike.
Well, they've been together for God knows how long, Lana and Rusev, and we're here now, them doing mixed tag team matches. Okay, I guess. I'm sorry. Publicly, you know, on a main card, the tag team competition didn't count. And we'll see how this goes, and I can't believe I'm kicking myself straight in the teeth, but Almas and Zelina will win this.
Interesting. What do you figure, Omega?
I feel so bad for Rusev. Like, I'm happy they're giving him storyline, they're putting actual time and investment into him, but he's gone from WWE Championship match to pre-show match.
Yep.
Not the direction I really wanted him to go. I mean, to their credit, I do care about this storyline. You know, it is a good pairing. I am interested in what they're doing with Aiden, if they're teasing a split or like an Aiden English heel turn. Not that I ever think he turned face. People just started liking what he did.
Yeah, kind of sort of like people started liking what was going on with Rusev. And we've experienced somebody who got himself over primarily with the use of the internet in this situation, where WWE played along for a cup of coffee and then buried him. Much to
here's the thing. You can tell me who it was, but you just described so many people. It's not even funny.
That would actually fit a few people. ZR, how about that? Will that help you?
Not emotionally.
Okay. Well, I'm not good with emotions. So.
Well, you're controlling them too well, Tim.
I have mastery over my emotions, except when I can't control them. What? Sometimes I hear what I say and then I realize what I say and I'm like, did I just say that? Yeah, I said it. So who did you pick?
I don't think I got around to picking anybody, but yeah, it's probably going to be Vega and Almas. Probably because Aiden screwed something up.
Yeah, I don't want to see Rusev and Lana lose, but I think we're going to see Rusev and Lana lose. So I think that, you know, all three of us are basically unanimous in this one. But I agree with you, Omega. I just feel that there's going to be some kind of oopsie happening. Is it going to be an accident, do you think, or is it going to be a deliberate?
I don't think we've gotten to that. The Aiden English we've got right now is very remorseful and really is trying.
Yep.
He really doesn't want to be a hindrance. He just can't help it.
In case of all the best intentions, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, highway to, what do they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So, but yeah, that's the first match. Once again, everybody, play Pick'em as we'll go through this. By the way, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, email media@WildTalkRadio.com. You can actually tweet them to at WTR Sunday Night or at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. When I say tweet them, tweet your picks. And don't forget, you've got until what time Sunday, Rock? Oh, okay. He stepped away and went to the kitchen, I guess. You got until like noon Eastern on Sunday. He'll probably change that when he comes back, but best to say noon Eastern Sunday to get your picks to us to be eligible to participate. Next match on the Curtis Cruiserweight Championship, Omega. We got Cedric Alexander taking on Drew Gulak. You've got very little vested interest simply because it's the cruiserweights.
Essentially,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know,
I don't have time to follow 205 Live.
Yeah. So pick just randomly pick a name.
Cedric on my team.
Okay. So you're going for points.
Pretty much.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. We don't need to elaborate on that. What about you, Michael?
Going for the black guy.
Okay. Does that help?
It helps me get the black points. Cedric Alexander.
Okay, Mike, you don't get black points. You just get fantasy points.
I think he's playing a different fantasy league than we are.
I think he might be.
Cedric Alexander.
We're never going to see you marching with Antifa, are we?
Cedric Alexander.
Yeah.
Clean.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I have not watched 205 Live. I have not been following the cruisers. I'm just going to pick Cedric because from what little I've seen, I like him better than I like Drew Gulak. So I'm going that way. So it looks like we got two unanimous decisions here. Just to catch up with the random thing picker on the first match, random thing picker is in agreement with the three of us on the first match. And random thing pickers in agreement with us on the second match. So everything's absolutely unanimous so far. Will things change with the Intercontinental Championship, the match that we have up next on our card? Dolph Ziggler defending against Seth Rollins. Mike, are you looking forward to it?
Seth Rollins.
You figure Seth's going to regain the title, okay?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, it's been, what is this, the second attempt that this has happened? Third time's the charm.
There you go. All right. Omega?
I don't really see that. For whatever reason, they're sticking really strongly to this dynamic of him and Drew McIntyre. Like, they want them to be this dominant force, and McIntyre's kind of in the diesel role right now.
Yep.
To the point where I do genuinely feel like at some point, we're going to see that twist. We're going to see that turn, and this is holdover until he's just ready to take that title for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I think for whatever reason, they are maintaining these two to be very strong together. I don't see that changing.
Okay. Yep. Sounds fair. Dolph Ziggler, by the way, he seemed to have a little bit of a renewal going on with his character and his storylines with WWE ever since they teamed him up with what's-his-face?
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, what's-his-face? Drew McIntyre. This little program that they got him working against Seth Rollins, is it helping boost Dolph even more, do you think?
It definitely is. Like, powerful allies are a great way of boosting up your own name.
Yeah.
I mean, as for long term, I mean, it just depends. Like, you have to have Dolph be successful for a while. And for now, he seems fairly successful.
So far. Yeah. So as far as everything goes with Dolph, so far, so good.
So far.
Yeah. I don't know. At some point in time, if we're going to have that repeat of Heartbreak Kid and Diesel, he's going to have to lose the title at some point and then Drew McIntyre picking it up. The question is he eventually going to lose it to Seth? That's a bit of a hard call, hey?
Kind of. Seth is genuinely better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to see him in the IC picture anymore. I want to see him go back for the Universal Championship. You know,
I think
now
we're
that
all in agreement that he needs that up. He needs to get up to the title, the main title picture.
Yeah, because he was there for so long. WWE made him their top guy, and we haven't gotten to see that in a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's really sad that the top two that main evented, was it? Yeah, that main evented the one last year are in the low card.
It's not the low card, you know, but okay. It is the mid card championship, which I can understand them trying to elevate with former world champions going after it.
Right. Well, that's something that I was just about to ask you guys, is having Seth Rollins fighting for that belt, increasing the, what's a good word? The profile.
I mean, those two tell a story. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Putting them two together is gold, because you've got two people that know how to sell perfectly, that know how to really talk to the crowd with just emotional expressions. You have that. And the way that I'm seeing it, top two former world champions. Yes. That right there, you know, that kind of elevates it a lot. So if Seth Rollins doesn't get this, I do hope that he does, you know, leave Midcard Mayhem and come on up.
This has been a track record WWE's had for a while now, because we have a particular problem with the top card, which we've gone on about many times, but I feel like it's time now to actually get that working again, get the top card put back together now that the Universal title is going to be on the show weekly again. Hint, hint.
That's the expectation. I'm picking Ziggler to retain, I'm thinking it might be partially due to nefarious means.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that we haven't gotten a stipulation that keeps McIntyre out of the match so far,
yep,
is kind of telling that this is going to keep going.
Yeah, McIntyre's going to have something to do with the title retention. Yeah, random thing pickers also picked Dolph Ziggler on this one. But the next match that we got going up, Baron Corbin taking on Finn Balor Omega.
Oh boy, could you get me to care less about a match?
I only half care about this match.
I only half care about this match because I care about Finn. I don't care what they're doing with him, because it's not what he should be doing with him. But,
no,
you know, Corbin is just such a black hole of interest.
That is such an interesting way of describing him. Hole of interest.
It's like any truth. It is like any intrigue you could give this character just gets sucked away and just collapses.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I wish I could take him seriously as a heel. Like I can't. I think the character change gives him potential. He still doesn't do much to impress me. Like I'm still not entirely sure why there is so much investment in Baron Corbin.
I mean, in the ring, he's not that bad. He's just boring. as far as his mic work, that's even worse. I mean, that is bad. I mean, Bret Hart was able to cut a better promo than Baron Corbin talks on the mic.
I don't know. I guess that's just like, I want Finn to win because Finn needs his profile to be up where it was when the Universal title first became a thing. That was supposed to be what was special about Finn Balor, and I really want him to have the chance he didn't get before thanks to injury.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of guys on the card that could be elevated to the upper tier as soon as we can get rid of Brock Lesnar. If they play it right, then we could be potentially entertained right through right up until January.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, well, I would like to be entertained all the way, you know, like until I stop watching. So, but that's why the internet is such a good thing. If I don't like what I see, I can go on the internet and complain and threaten to not watch until I tune in the next week. You know. So you're picking Finn?
I'm picking Finn.
Mike?
That's two for Finn.
Yeah, I only care if Finn wins. And I don't see myself investing a lot of time watching this match if it goes on for any real length of time at all whatsoever. But Random Thing Picker also picks Finn Balor. Random Thing Picker is just not really doing its own thing tonight.
Sheep.
So it is being a little sheeple. Yep. So the Money in the Bank contract is on the line as we see Braun Strowman kicking on Kevin Owens for the briefcase. Mike.
Crap, this is a thing. Fuck. All right.
Hey, this is the second match on the card I'm looking forward to.
I think we all are. And fuck, this could go both ways.
Could it?
Yes, but no.
I mean, Braun Strowman.
Potentially every match could go either way.
Well, Braun Strowman, of course, but someone, they could pull a big old shock wool over our eyes and be like, hey, so Kevin wins. The fuck?
Don't see that happening.
Keyword, possibly. Possibly. But we all know Braun Strowman.
Let's face it, Kevin's going to get those hands.
Oh, he's going to get those hands. He's going to get those boosts. He's going to be lucky if he doesn't get eaten during this match.
Well, practically everything else has happened to him leading up to it. So, Mike, you're picking Braun, huh?
I'm picking Braun.
There you go. I'll make it the way you even need to ask it.
It's the fact that the briefcase is on the line.
Yep.
Like, that just makes it too easy to predict.
Just a little bit, hey?
Yeah.
How many false swerves do you figure we're going to see in this one? Meaning, how many times do you figure we're going to witness Kevin Owens almost winning with a false finish?
I wouldn't say too many. It's hard to have a false finish up against Braun Strowman. I feel like there's no false finish with Braun Strowman. There is just I feel like they built him up to the point where a two count is pretty much a victory. Like, it's like, I got him down for two. I'm going to walk away. I've got a moral victory on this one.
Yeah, there you go. If you get any more than one. So, yeah. I'm picking Braun. You're picking Braun. Mike's picking Braun. Random thing picker picked Kevin Owens.
Oh, finally. In the dumbest match to do it, but...
Yep. Well, watch it actually happen now, right? I mean, let's face it, since these two started squaring off against each other leading up to this SummerSlam match, Kevin has put in some pretty good work here and there, and he has not looked bad at all against Braun at times. And I think that the bookers have done a pretty good job making the casual fan think that maybe Kevin might actually have a shot here.
Casual, yes. At the same time, I've never seen Kevin Owens flip a car onto its roof.
This is true.
It's because it's not ROH.
I don't think I've ever seen a car flipped onto its roof in ROH.
Where anything is possible.
It's me. Even if I'm a casual viewer, I can do enough math to figure out Kevin Owens weighs 1/10 of what that car does. So I'm probably not going to put much investment in Kevin Owens in this match.
And 1/10 wet.
So I don't know. The next match on the card that we're all probably champing at the bit to see and have been ever since Daniel Bryan came out of retirement. Daniel Bryan taking on The Miz, Omega. React.
About freaking time. I've said it before, and it just continues to be true. This is the match we weren't supposed to get. This is the match where I had no idea why Miz was antagonizing Bryan, if it was just for cheap heel heat or what. I have no idea, because it felt like they were building to something, but we knew that was impossible.
Yep.
You know, okay, I'm going to steal your moves, and I'm going to call them my own, like I invented them. And I'm going to get in your face, start screaming every chance I get, and I'm going to insult you for having a career-ending debilitating injury.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't supposed to see a payoff. I am super excited to see a payoff. And it definitely helps that you've got one of the best comeback stories ever.
Of all time. Yes.
And you have Daniel Bryan too. Because honestly, like, Daniel Bryan's comeback story is amazing. It is the stuff that movies are made from. But
yep.
You gotta give it to The Miz. He has done so much to raise his credibility back up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both these guys are at prime condition.
Yep.
The crowd wins.
Well, that's a given, Mike. But at the end of the day, Omega, do you really care who wins this match?
No, this is just going to be a really, really good match.
Now, for shits and giggles, you have to pick a winner.
I know I have to pick a winner. And it's not an easy winner to pick, because right now Daniel Bryan's contract status is up in the air. God, it's hard to divide what I want out of this, because in one hand, I want to see Bryan win. I want to see him finally get The Miz back for all the hell he's put him through.
Yep.
At the same time, God, how over would he be as a heel if Miz won? And see, if I knew Daniel Bryan was re-signing, I'd say The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like
in this situation with what we know right now, I feel like it has to be Brian, simply because, you know, it might be the last storyline they tell with Brian. It has to have the ending that it has to have, just in case he's not around after this month.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
Payoff. This right here is one of the matches that I was looking for in SummerSlam. I think that's everybody's thing. This, like Omega said, this can go around so many different ways. But I really think it's gonna be Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's gonna win this. And for some strange reason, like, 2% is saying go with The Miz for some odd reason, but I'm gonna have to go with Daniel Bryan on this one.
Okay. Well, the random thing picker agrees with you guys. It's picking Daniel Bryan. How much time do you want this match to have, Mike?
Shit. 20 minutes tops.
Tops. Okay. Omega?
I wouldn't mind a 25-minute classic from these two.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of me that wants to say hour and a half, but I will limit it to 20, 25.
Wrong promotion.
I'm hoping for between 25 and 30. And if anybody on the card could give us that that length of time, it would be these two. My pick is The Miz.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm picking The Miz. And it's a lot of it has to do with what you said about getting his ass over as a monster heel, beating Daniel Bryan.
I was going to say, this is the booker in you that's making this decision.
It is, yeah. But like, never mind the booker. Go back to the Royal Rumble that Daniel Bryan and, the Big Dog were in. Who eliminated Daniel Bryan?
Are you talking about the one where Roman won the match?
Yep.
And Bryan came back?
Roman won the Royal Rumble.
That would be Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt eliminated, Daniel Bryan. Yeah. Roman Reigns didn't eliminate Daniel Bryan, but took the brunt and is still suffering the wrath of the fans for the fact that Daniel Bryan was eliminated and didn't win. Imagine the amount of heat The Miz would wind up getting. Like you were saying, monster heel, monster proportions, right, Omega?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could go back to classy Freddie Blassie era where fans would be trying to stab him as he's walking to the ring. I mean, okay, not literally. I mean, like, seriously. But it would be that level of heel.
I like the phrasing there. It's like, not literally, but seriously.
Yeah, seriously, the feeling. just that feeling. And, you know, you talked about Daniel Bryan with one of the greatest comeback stories ever. And then this building himself right back into that top position that he had. Well, this would definitely get it over. And if The Miz does win, then you gotta figure that they got some kind of a deal in the works with Daniel Bryan. Nothing's been announced yet. Nobody knows anything about anything. What's going to happen? I think Daniel Bryan's going to resign, and this is not the blow off to their years long feud. I think this is just the first match of that feud.
I do hope it is the first match. They definitely deserve to have more of a payoff than just one match out of this.
Oh, hell yeah. And unlike a lot of matches we've seen recently, AJ Shinsuke, where it didn't live up to the hype, I think this one will probably exceed it. It's almost unheard of for something to actually beat the hype. It's happened. It's extremely rare. But when it does happen, it's one of those things you never forget. And I think this is going to be one of those matches. Now, I may be wrong. Maybe my expectations are too high. But this is the amount of work that I can see coming out of both of these guys in this match. What do you think?
I don't think you're wrong. Like, right now, we don't have any official confirmation that Daniel Bryan is re-signed. We know his contract is up on the 1st of September.
Yep.
That's all we really know. We do know he's expected to re-sign, but there's no official word that he has, which is the worrying part and why I'm hesitant to make any, you know, strong prediction on this match.
Yep. And the fact of the matter is, until the rumors start percolating, you can't be guaranteed that somebody's going to re-sign until it's announced.
Yeah. They do have it. Like, they got him announced for events.
Yep.
You know, through September. Like, they're that confident that he's re-signing. It's just a matter of dates and money. But man, like, I wish I had more certainty in this, because I would love to see a long program between them. I say that knowing they've had almost a Cold War style feud for the last 3 years, but.
Mm-hmm. So we're all, really jazzed. And so far on the card, this is the, first match we've come to where we're expecting the match to actually pay for the entire pay-per-view, you know, air quotes, because, you know, you get, the WWE Network free for 30 days when you sign up and you watch SummerSlam for free, new subscribers only. But yeah, there's a few matches on this card that are, quite potentially going to, be tearing a few walls, down. This is, definitely one of them. On that note, everybody, you listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We got the other six matches on SummerSlam to preview and pick. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been a long minute. Let me break it down now if y'all still with it. First time I did it, yeah, I'll admit it. I kinda hit it and quit it and left y'all hanging, sangin', kinda off key with a passion. Asking, can I give you back that action? Yeah, I'm a blast and a hashtag.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in... I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gang bang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam style. Gundam style.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right on.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's such a good vibration. It's such a sweet sensation. You're such a hot temptation. It's such a sweet sensation.
I got the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones. Do what I want.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming on TuneIn, Twitch TV. Oh my God, so many different platforms. You can listen to all of our live programming whenever we do go live with our webcasts. And currently we're about halfway through our SummerSlam preview. Right here on Rust Talk Radio. Coming up next, we got the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. Bludgeon Brothers defending against New Day. Mike?
Crap. Shit. I want to say Bludgeon Brothers.
Really?
Hence why I said I want to say Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out what else do they have for Bludgeon Brothers besides, well...
Kill.
Tag team. Besides the tag team division, you know, tag team run. Fuck me. Alright. I see the New Day winning, but not getting the championships.
Ooh. That's the first one of the night. Interesting. Omega?
I don't see enough weakness in the Bludgeon Brothers yet. No, I think they built them up too strongly to win as simply as a match setup like this. Like, you either need a really strong build for the New Day, or you need something to go on that makes the Bludgeons look vulnerable. I have not seen either of those situations just yet.
Yeah.
I know, right now I'm thinking all bludgeon.
Oh, bludgeon all the time. Yeah, I'm picking Bludgeon Brothers too, but Random Thing Picker actually picked a New Day.
Oh, good for it.
So there it is there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see Bludgeon losing. U.S. Championship is up next on our little rundown sheet here. We got Shinsuke Nakamura, Jeff Hardy fighting for that title. Omega.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said before, it's like this U.S. title was Shinsuke's chance to actually finally do something in the WWE. It's not maybe as grandiose as we were expecting, but it is something. And I think he still needs that edge of credibility that belt gives him. Aside from the fact that it's just a little too soon to take that off of him.
A little bit too quick, yeah. Can't disagree with you. I'm picking Shinsuke as well. What about you, Mike?
I'm picking Shinsuke.
Is that a surprise?
No.
Random Thing Picker has decided to go with Jeff Hardy, regaining the title. So, okay. Sure.
See, before the break, it was all with us, right along, playing along with the team. Now it's just being completely contrarian. Mm-hmm. Rebel without a cause.
There you go. Yeah. So we've got, three women involved in the, women's championship match next up on our card. Carmella defending against Becky Lynch and Charlotte. What do you think, Omega?
This didn't need to be a three-way.
Probably not.
It feels like a three-way just for the sake of getting Charlotte back into contention.
Back into the picture one way or the other.
Yeah.
See, but at this point in time, answer this question. Does Charlotte need to hold that title anymore?
No. Not for a long time. She's been absolutely dominant with it. You know, I don't think she needs that. I don't think she needs a bobble on her to convince people she's one of the best in the division.
Yeah.
That said, we haven't gotten to see a lot out of Becky in the last few years. Like, she was the inaugural women's champion for SmackDown and has not regained it since then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's high time.
So you're going to be going with Becky, are you?
Uh huh.
Alrighty then, Mike.
Wow. I didn't even think it like that.
Well, you got to learn to think the way Omega and I think.
Well,
more the way I think.
With a lot of me in there, about, I don't know, 50%.
Yeah. I got to say Becky.
There you go. The way I'm looking at things, it's time Becky got it back. Yeah, and she hasn't been around for a while, but they've been treating her pretty well on SmackDown in recent times, and it's just one of those back burner buildups that come to mind when following what's going on with her recently. I'm picking Becky as well. However, Random Thing says Carmella's going to retain.
What happened, Random Thing?
Oh, it's really strange. I mean, Random Thing Picker.
We were getting along.
Yeah, I mean, Random Thing Picker agreed with every match of the first six except for Kevin Owens, Braun Strowman. And that's kind of where the wheels fell off. And it's just been contrary since that match.
It's defiant.
I'll tell you.
It's in his teenage years now.
I am Groot.
Ugh. Don't use that language on the air, Tim.
Sorry. What do you mean I'm boring? You're boring. Sorry, it's been a Marvel weekend here at the Stein household. But next match, the Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss taking on Ronda Rousey. Ronda looking for the ultimate revenge. And, Mike, you said, that New Day would wind up winning, but not, winning the titles.
It's kind of the same way how I'm feeling on this match.
This is the way that I saw this match. Ronda's going to get the victory, but.
But Alexa's not going to lose the title.
It's going to be a case of, DQ or some interference or something. Because, let's face it. We're going to see Mickey James in Alexa's corner, aren't we, guys?
Well, yeah, of course.
And we're going to see Natty in Ronda's corner, aren't we, guys?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep.
And plus they need...
Go ahead.
Plus they need something. They need a main event for Evolution anyway. So...
They need, yeah.
That
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying that.
But I'm picking Ronda to gain the victory and not win the title. Mike?
Victory, no title.
All right. Omega?
It definitely comes down to we have Evolution coming up. Like, we're gonna get a bigger match than this. We're gonna let Ronda fight for it a little bit harder, and that's going to headline. Because we will be fair here. While the women's division has been making huge strides, while it definitely deserves the accolades and the opportunities they have been getting, we acknowledge that the reason we have Evolution now is because we have a top name that draws in audience, you know, for the women's division.
Yeah.
Ronda gets to be like the Rock or the Stone Cold that the women's division didn't have before this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for not saying the Brock Lesnar of the women's division.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. She actually shows up.
There you go.
Yikes.
So Random Thing Picker is also picking Ronda Rousey. The only thing Random Thing Picker cannot do is say Ronda wins the match but doesn't win the title, or Ronda wins the match and the title. So I think in this situation, it doesn't matter. A win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm just going crazy for this next match we have on the card. I want this. I want this match so bad. I want to not be disappointed. I'm worried it won't live up to expectations. AJ Styles taking on Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship. Omega, go.
See, it is an easy match to say, well, these two have always been so good against each other, you know, they're going to have an awesome match.
Yeah.
We said the same thing with Shinsuke, you know?
Yeah. Oh boy, Shinsuke, AJ, this is going to be out the hook. What the fuck was that?
No, it's difficult to call, because eventually I do have to start asking, well, who is going to be capable of beating AJ? You know, at some point, it's got to be some credible challenger, and, you know, Samoa Joe's done that, aside from some injury hangups that have.
Yeah, but is this going to be a case of Joe goes one of those situations where Joe snaps mid match?
Hopefully,
yes and no. You want him to snap a bit, but you don't want him to snap so much that he costs himself the title.
In the WWE world, the crowd wins. In the wrestling fan world, we're all like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Please don't let it suck. Please don't let it suck. Please don't let it suck. I think that's our mindset right now.
Like, that's a big worry right here.
And it's to that point of, by the power of Grayskull, please give them some good ring time.
Really? Yep. So, that being said, let's pick a winner there, Omega.
Let's go ahead and make it. Let's go ahead and say AJ Styles retains.
Okay. Mike?
Points? But they're going to continue. This isn't the last time we're going to see them to go for the championship at all. So AJ retains, but there's a cliffhanger.
Ooh, cliffhanger. Average movie at best. I'm picking AJ on this one. I agree with you that this is just the first of possibly three, with the blow-off coming in like 4 months. But yeah, I'm saying AJ retains. And amazingly, Random Thing Picker is back on board. It also picked AJ to win.
Where you been? Where you been, Thing Picker?
It's been doing its 420. And then the match of the night, the one that everybody is paying to see, the one, the only undefeated, undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Brock Lesnar defending against Roman Reigns. The match everyone wants to see, Mike.
Braun Strowman wins.
Don't go that. Just, hey, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually have two finishes.
We'll get there. Just pick a winner on this.
Well, that's why. Well, see, that's why. Because this is what I see. Paul Heyman, you know, says his stuff. My name is Paul Heyman, and I am the blah, 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 reigning undefeated WWE Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar. Braun Strowman's music hits, cashes in, this is now a triple threat. In other words, ain't nobody escaping Braun Strowman.
You're kind of messing up what I had planned.
No, because the reason why I say that, alright, fine. If we're going to do that, Roman Reigns wins. God, I can't say that. But it's...
You can stick with what you said. I'm just saying you're messing up.
I know. I know.
Available after the match.
You're right. But Roman wins. We'll be fine. I'm sorry. Turn WWE logic. Roman Reigns wins.
Okay. So your prediction is Roman Reigns is going to lose to Braun with the briefcase cash in.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Omega.
See, there's the outcome I know will happen, the outcome I would want to happen. Now here's the thing. Both are Reigns wins. Simply for the love of God, get that belt off of Brock. For the love of God.
I think he's done.
But
unless
more than
you're
that,
gonna let him go. I'm sorry, go ahead.
More than that, I kinda wanna see Heyman stab Lesnar in the back. Because it's what Heyman does when his meal tickets aren't serving his purposes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we've seen that with, what, RVD. We've seen that with Big Show and ECW 2, Electric Fuckaloo. We've seen that with Brock before. It's the Paul Heyman thing to do.
Yeah.
That and it does give us a way of actually being blessed with the mic work of Paul Heyman even after Lesnar leaves.
If Lesnar leaves.
So after Lesnar leaves. I want there to still be an avenue so that Paul Heyman can be on TV.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman on the mic puts most of that roster to shame.
Truth. Yeah, I was gonna say thanks for the no-sell on that one. But a big screw you to Brock having Paul Heyman stab him in the back.
Mm.
Hmm. I like that booking. I really do.
You mean WWE? Yeah, we all like WWE booking.
So initially we got two Roman Reigns victory predictions here. Random Thing Picker is picking Brock to retain, and I see finally Roman Reigns no longer walking around saying he's the uncrowned champion, but actually finally getting the belt. Here's the thing. Paul Heyman stabbing Brock Lesnar in the back, only to align himself with Braun Strowman, and Braun comes out, cashes in the briefcase, and destroys a really beat up Roman Reigns, which is awesome that it would be Braun Strowman carrying the title and suck because that means we got Roman Reigns chasing Braun Strowman for the next foreseeable future. The good in all of this is that we will have Paul Heyman as the advocate for the reigning, defending, undefeated WWE Universal Champion, Braun Strowman. What do you think?
I don't think Braun needs it.
Right.
I agree with you. Braun doesn't need it.
Here's the thing. Braun doesn't need it. He doesn't need a mouthpiece. He doesn't need a hype man.
Nope. Yep.
But if anyone could get the crowd reaction for Roman Reigns that the WWE wants, it's by letting Paul Heyman hype him up.
Yeah, and here's the problem I have with that. WWE should have done something like that 2 years ago with Roman. They refused to pull the trigger, which makes no sense. The big dog before Roman Reigns was The Undertaker, you know, and that was his yard. And who did The Undertaker have? Paul Bearer, right?
I mean, for a while.
For a while he had Paul. Paul Bearer, not Paul Heyman.
Right.
And that worked wonders for Taker at the outset. The smart thing to do would be to have Paul Heyman be the mouthpiece for Roman Reigns. We've established this. We've talked about this. We've said this for years. Roman Reigns needs a manager, a mouthpiece. But if what we're potentially predicting to come to pass does come to pass, and you want to see Paul Heyman out there regularly on the mic, I'm not using logic. I'm using WWE logic. They'll put him with Braun as the new unstoppable monster, the new beast. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, I'm at the point where any plan that gets that belt off of Brock is a good plan.
Just whatever happens, do it.
Whatever, yeah, whatever it takes. Paul Heyman turning, Reigns turning heel, nuclear explosion.
All right, Mike?
Mm, Just leave him alone.
What?
I love, on his side, there were crickets in the background. As he was going to answer. That was great. Good timing.
Yeah, like, do you have pet crickets, or are you feeding one to a lizard?
Neither. My windows are open.
Okay.
And it's raining.
That's one big-ass cricket if we can hear it through your window.
Yeah. You're telling me, and I need to go kill it soon.
I mean, you might be able to make a match between that cricket and Brock Lesnar.
The problem is, I think, you know what? Let me stop. I've given up on Brock. I've given up on him the moment he returned. And I was a huge Brock Lesnar fan. Keyword was. But I'm saying this, like I've said before, that's not my Brock Lesnar. I get it, people change. But, Jesus Christ, Brock, even Bobby Lashley still has his moveset. What the crap happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
it's called He Got Rich.
Son of Bobby Lashley!
Nah.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley is not Brock Lesnar rich.
He's not Brock rich, no.
And Brock is making even more money because when he's not wasting time at WWE or following UFC around, he's in Canada at his ranch where the American dollar, and he's paid in the American dollar, goes just that much further. Right now the Canadian dollar is like 69 cents American.
Let's put it this way. He has money enough to have Sable as a wife.
Okay, there you go.
Are you saying she's a gold digger?
That's exactly what he's saying.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. What's that song?
I'm just saying, if anything strikes me about Sable, it's she's not going to be an inexpensive date.
I love gold!
Sable will be strange for a piece of change.
You ain't taking her to no McDonald's for a Big Mac on a Friday night.
No. I think what Brock does to people in the ring is inspired by what she does to his bank account.
Ooh. Of course, this is all hearsay, ladies and gentlemen. There's no actual proof, but you never know. So the bonus points for everybody playing Pick'em, does Braun Strowman cash in the Money in the Bank? I think we're all unanimously saying, yeah, he does. Is that correct, guys?
No.
You don't think Braun's going to cash in?
No. Not on Sunday.
Okay. Mike?
Not on Sunday.
Okay. Here's your chance for bonus points and Pick'em, people. Does Braun Strowman cash in? Yes or no? I'm saying yes.
It's happening on Monday Night Raw. Just saying.
Yeah. Just because you said that doesn't mean that that's gospel.
And it's going to happen on Brock Lesnar.
Listen to you.
Just saying.
He's trying to book. So, well, we'll find out what happens next Sunday night. And don't forget, we'll be live immediately following SummerSlam to give you our thoughts and opinions on what went down with our SummerSlam review show. Immediately following SummerSlam, because we can't review it until after it's over. So, that said, that's the program for this evening, everybody. Don't forget, get your pick and picks in. I've already told you where to send them. And that said, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show.
11:10 p.m. Eastern, we'll talk everything that happens on the Monday Night Raw, leading into SummerSlam.
Yeah, and of course, returning once again Thursday night, the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
We will be doing our SummerSlam preview, and we also have the NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4 preview with the NXT analyst TJ Omega and the intern King Kittens. You can also check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. now available. The newest episode will be available on Tuesday once the show ends on the USA Network. Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms.
And of course, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as I can get to it, the wild, the wacky, the unusual, the webcast that scares Beetlejuice, CB Radio.
Last night we did one-liners. This week, I believe we're doing knock-knock jokes.
Oh, no.
128 knock-knock jokes this Saturday night on the Greater Than Great Debate at CBRadioLive.com. at wildtalkradio.com. You can also check out Eastern Wrestling Analysis, the tweetcast about the New Japan Professional Wrestling with Lone Jobber at twitter.com/lonejobber. There'll be a long-form edition coming at some point this week, reviewing the finals of the G1 Climax. Twitter.com/lonejobber.
All right. Yeah, and speaking about Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Flamesforms. Or if you want to get a little uncensored, a little politically incorrect, follow me on my other Twitter at Voice Insanity. Follow Russ Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. The Wild Talk Radio Network can be followed at Wild Talk Radio. Check out the Facebook pages, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, right? Omega. You're all over the place. All over. I saw you on the internet the other day, and I said, I know that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to be. I need to come up with a new intro that has all my Instagram and all that, because I'm even more all over the place these days. But for now, if you want to find me, you can find me under the name TJ Omega most everywhere online. If you want to find me on Facebook, though, it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, TJ Omega is the Twitter handle. TJ Omega is the YouTube channel with the bulk of my content. And for the content that YouTube does not like, it is over at TJOmega.net.
I believe we're up to 17 parts of MetroCon at YouTube.com/TJOmega.
Yeah, and a lot more to come. I've got quite the backlog.
Wow.
Wow is correct.
Mike, you got to catch up.
I know. I do need to catch up. So then here's what we're going to do. We're going to catch up by giving everybody my Twitter. You know, I am a person. Hit me up on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. Yes, I've had that ever since I was dubbed the WTR Oreo. Don't ask.
You dubbed yourself the WTR Oreo.
Yes, after I was given, you know, after I've accepted that name. But who cares? Anyway, this week, I am doing a thing. It is Dragon Honor Wrestling. We've got a few matches coming on. Season 2 is ending in September. So we are going to get ourselves ready for Season 3. So that way we're going to do a draft very soon. So look me up on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. It is a WWE 2K simulation universe. So I hope you guys enjoy that.
There you go. That being said, we're done for tonight, everybody. Enjoy the week. Enjoy SummerSlam. We'll catch you right after the program right here, WTR Sunday Night.
WildTalkRadio.com.